thank God that he come from a holy place down here to this place. Amen. He left his seat beside the Father. Come down here to save us. Hallelujah, God. Amen. You know, you this day and time we live in, people don't come from they mountain on the hill.
Come on.
Amen. To mess or to deal with somebody that's dealing with dysfunction.
Come on.
Amen. Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
We serve a God.
Yes.
Amen. He's on high, but he can still reach down low and know your location.
Yes. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Thank you.
And know how to get your attention.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to go to Jonah.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to go to Jonah, chapter 1:8-17. We're going to probably do a couple parts in Jonah. Amen. We're going to deal with the first chapter. Amen. 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 I know some sessions going on. It was Matthew who would have got there. Genesis is 100. Man, I know I scored 100 on Genesis. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We got a little time. Thank God for technology.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We got your back. You go down there, Amos, Obadiah, and all them. Keep on turning, you get to Jonah. You say, I don't even know what those are. Just go to your index. Amen. Go to your index. You'll find it. On page 1,000 something or other. Amen. And my Bible is page 1,044. Amen. We thank God for his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We got some people still looking. We're going to do our confession of faith.
Amen.
Amen. I want to let you know, too, when we start pulling things down. Amen. We call them things, call them blessings. You see people pull things in, that means we pulling our blessings in.
That's right. That's
Amen. Right. Our victories in.
That's right.
Amen. Our freedom in.
Yes.
Amen. Huh? Our portion delegated from God in.
Yes.
Our strength in.
Yes.
Our healing in.
Yes.
Amen. So when you see us doing this right here, we pulling in them blessings.
That's right.
Hallelujah. When somebody give you something, you open a hand and you close.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
Huh? Amen. So we're going to pull in our confession of faith.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm the righteous of God.
I'm the righteous of God.
Therefore, I am entitled,
to
covenant kindness.
To covenant kindness.
Covenant faith.
Covenant faith.
The favor of God.
The favor of God.
Rest among the righteous.
Rest among the righteous.
The favor of God,
the favor of God
surrounds the righteous.
Surrounds the righteous.
Therefore,
it surrounds me.
It surrounds me. In everything I do.
Everything I
and
do.
And in everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
I expect
the
favor of God,
to be in full manifestation.
In my life.
In my life.
Never again. Will I be without the favor of God.
Will I be without the favor of God.
And rest richly upon me.
And
profusely abides in me. I'm a part of the generation that is experiencing God's favor. Immeasurably.
Limitlessly.
And surpassingly.
Therefore,
favor produces
supernatural increase,
promotion,
restoration,
honor.
Increase assets,
greater victories,
prominence,
preferential treatment, petitions granted,
policies
and rules changed,
and
battles won in which I do not have to fight.
The favor of God
goes before me.
Therefore,
my life will never be the same.
This is the time
of God's favor
in my life.
That's the favor of God.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Hallelujah,
God.
Glory to the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You going to grab his word?
Yes.
or you're going to shine it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. But it's working for me.
Yes.
His word is working for me.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but his word works for me.
Yes.
It gives me peace in a storm.
Yes.
It provides help when I don't have any.
That's right.
It provides calmness when I sometimes get a little agitated.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Give me peace of mind.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's our mind regulator.
Yes.
He's our heart fixer.
Yes.
A problem solver.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
An enemy dismisser.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
A debt cancellator.
Yes.
A mighty God.
Yes.
A Prince of Peace.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you got to open your own mouth up and testify about his goodness to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Tell the truth. You don't really need a preacher. All the hell you've been through, you can't preach.
Amen.
You don't got a word from the Lord. Hallelujah, God. You can preach better than anybody about your own life. And what God has did for you and brought you out of. You can't doubt God. You can doubt Boo Boo and Shanae-Nae, but you can't doubt God. No, sir. No, sir, now. Amen. I doubt myself, but I don't doubt God.
All right.
Says verse 8, chapter 1 of Jonah. Then they said to him, "Tell us who is to blame for the trouble we're in. What is your business? And where are you from? What is your country? And what people are you from?" He answered them, "I am a Hebrew. I worship the Lord, the God of heavens, and the God and who made the sea and made dry land."
That's right.
Then the men were seized by the great fear and said to him, "What is this you've done?" The men knew he was fleeing from the Lord's presence because he had told them. Amen. So they said to him, "What should we do to you so that the sea will calm down for us?"
Right.
For the sea was getting worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
He answered them, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea, that it will calm down for you. For I know that I am to blame for this great storm that is against you." Nevertheless, the men rowed harder to get back to dry land, but they could not because the sea was raging against them. So they called out to the Lord and said, "Please, Lord, don't let us perish because of this man's life. And don't charge us with innocent blood. For you, Lord, have done just as you pleased." Then they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea. And the sea stopped raging. And the men were seized by the great fear of the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. The Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for your word. Lord God, help us to receive your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us into all truth and righteousness. Make everything plain for us, Lord. Lord God, bless the minds and the hearts of your people. Lord God, to know and receive your word, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Speak from a title. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. A subtopic, don't flee from his presence.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's good right there.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Don't flee from his presence.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
All right,
amen. Now, we know that Jonah is a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Now, we don't know in depths of what Jonah's history is.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But we know that God called Jonah to go to a great city.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says this city is Nineveh.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Called him to go to a great city, Nineveh.
Mm-hmm.
These were where the Assyrians were.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And the king of the Assyrians dwelt, his home was in Nineveh. So you know that that place where the king sits is where also the government is.
Uh-huh.
Legislation,
uh-huh.
Laws are being passed.
Uh-huh.
Decrees are being made.
Yeah.
Amen. War strategies
mm-hmm.
on the table. The next hit for this nation and that nation.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the Assyrians were vicious people when it came to conquering their enemies.
Right.
Nations around them knew who they were. Amen. No doubt Jonah did too. He was afraid to go preach to savages, to idolaters, people that didn't worship the same God that he worshiped. Amen. And sometimes it can be challenging in your own life. Amen. Because you know how your company is. And you know who's the CEO and how they make decisions. And you know that sometimes by nature you just want to stay in the clear.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You don't know how to talk to these people.
Mm-hmm.
But God sent Jonah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And I want you to know that God don't send you somewhere that he don't equip you.
Come on.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That he don't make the atmosphere ready for.
Come on now.
The Bible says that he said, I'm sending you because their wickedness has came before them.
Yeah.
Even evil and wickedness has to report to God.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh? You remember the story about Job?
Uh-huh.
How Satan had to give a report to God.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Huh?
Yeah.
That Satan was among the sons of God.
Uh-huh.
And he had to come before God said, what are you doing, Satan?
Mm-hmm.
He had to report to God and tell exactly what he'd been on the earth doing.
Come on,
and Satan can't lie in the presence.
Come on.
Now, he'll lie out of the presence.
Yeah. Amen.
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 But in the presence of God, Satan tells the truth.
That's right.
Amen.
My Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Huh? So even in the presence of God, he tells the truth about you.
Come on, sir.
Amen. Huh?
Yeah.
Can I get a witness?
Yes,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You down here dancing right,
mm-hmm.
talking right,
uh-oh.
Praying right,
come on.
Professing right.
Come on.
But if he get in front of God, what he gonna say about you?
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Yeah.
He can't tell a lie.
No.
The Bible says that Satan is the accuser of the brother. Amen. Even though Satan told the truth about Job,
mm-hmm.
he also said he's doing what you asked him to do
uh-huh.
because you got a hedge around.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He's accusing Job that if he takes this hedge from around Job,
mm-hmm.
that Job will curse God.
Mm-hmm.
Only reason Job is doing right because he know where his whooping is.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. My grandmother's have a switch on the top of the refrigerator. Huh? And she'll let you see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? She put it in front of everything on top of the refrigerator. And she called that Hickory Street Betsy. Amen. I heard some other older people call they switch bitter tea. Everybody got a name for them switches. Amen. But that switch is a hedge. Uh-huh. It's an indicator not to go so far.
That's right.
Amen. And it also keeps you in safety.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. But the Bible said that Satan said if you take the hedge from around Job, you take safety from around.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He'll curse you to your face.
Right.
Amen. But God said, go ahead and try. You can touch everything but his soul.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Because God knew who was ready.
Come on.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
God called Jonah to go preach to Nineveh.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But Jonah, he had some other things in mind.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He wasn't going to Mississippi. Amen. He wasn't going to Mississippi.
Yeah.
He was going to New York.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
I wasn't dealing with them savages.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that he tried to go to
Tarshish.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And got on a boat that was going to Tarshish.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says that he fled from the presence of the Lord. I want to know how can you be in the presence and run from the presence.
Amen.
Amen. How can you want the presence of the Lord in your life to feel him, to hear him? Amen. And you run from that same experience. Hallelujah, Jesus. So many times you long for the presence. Because it seemed like the distance where it was the first time is far away the second.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But Jonah ran from the presence of the Lord. He ran out of the presence, and then he ran on a boat to see if he could flee from the presence.
Mm-hmm.
But Jonah wasn't realizing because he was in his own head that God is the God of the whole universe.
That's right.
Amen. There was nowhere Jonah was going to go that God could not find him.
That's right.
Amen. And I want you to know God called you.
Yeah.
Amen. He called every one of us to do what he has put in us.
That's right.
And some of us has fled or tried to come out of the presence to go somewhere else.
Amen.
But I want to let you know that you've been found.
Yeah.
Your GPS location has located you.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
On these phones, they got that location on that GPS. Now, some people turn it off, but I'm going to let you know you can still be found.
That's right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody want to find you, they can find you.
Yeah.
They can find your next of kin, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Talking about I'm staying off the radar. I don't want nobody to know my business. When you came into the earth realm, they gave you an SS number. That's your business. And it's on the stock market down in New York, and it's going through there all the time.
That's right.
Their SS number is a stock market number.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
When you first get your first major job,
mm-hmm.
amen, document that as a employee. You got a stock.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. People don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. You in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Tell somebody, say, you got
value.
Amen. You got value. God didn't call you because you didn't have no value. God didn't call on nobody who couldn't be found.
That's right.
Amen. You have value. And God called value to speak to a nation that could be saved.
Come on now.
Amen. A culture that doesn't look or act like you.
Uh-huh.
Amen. An economy that doesn't function like your economy.
A
religion that don't worship your God.
Come on.
God calls you out of comfortable places.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. To go to foreign land.
Come on.
The Bible says that he was on this ship running to Tarshish. And the wind started acting up. The water got disrupted.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're not in God's will, the elements of the earth will show you that you're not. Amen. Huh? It'll show God's anger. It'll show God being displeased about you. He was on that ship, and the ship got to rocking so much that the ship was threatening to come apart. Amen. The word says that they started throwing cargo off the ship, thinking that it would help stabilize the ship, keep it from sinking. But the Bible says the storm kept on raging. It was something in that boat that didn't need to be in that boat. Amen. It can be something in your ship that don't need to be in your ship. Something in your house that don't need to be in your house. Something in your life that don't need to be in your life. And you wonder why storms are raging. Because you got something on board that need to be overboard. Hallelujah, God. It's amazing that Jonah went to the bow of the ship to stretch out and go into a deep sleep while everybody is making some plea to their gods. Amen. Trying to figure out, what do we do wrong? Amen. Man on the ship, been a drunk all this time. I done went on all these cruises. I ain't had no weather like this. I can't done nothing wrong. I was already wrong. Huh? Running score cars and gambling and stuff. I've been gambling for years. Ain't never happened like this. I know it ain't nothing I'm doing wrong. I've been wrong this whole time. Charging fees extra more than you should. For people, the passenger on that ship, getting over on people's tickets and stuff. But I've been doing that for years. They're trying to figure out what's wrong this time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even the sinner knows something different with their transportation. They kept searching for everybody on the ship so they could pray to their own God. And finally, the captain went down there and seen that Jonah was passed out. I'm talking about taking a good sleep. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't pass out on the word.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't pass out on the word. The Bible says that he said, wake up. How can you sleep in this terrible storm? The Bible says that he went up there and they started casting lots.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Trying to figure out who was the cause of this thing. And the Bible says that when they cast the lots, when they rolled the dice, all of them pointed to Jonah. Mm-hmm. Woo. That lie to this. Run out of this one.
Come on.
Cover this one up. Amen. When God wants you, there's nothing you can do to not try to be found. He will find where you are. Amen.
Amen.
I remember a testimony a man was telling me about. He said that he was going to a hotel. Amen. Hey. Had a chick with him, amen. Amen. They was going to the hotel, amen, to dance. So, but he went up to the front window. Amen. To get his room. Amen. He said, Marcus, I don't know how, but I know it was God, but I don't know how this person. It's like when they spoke to me, they was speaking right to me. Said the hotel attendant says, now you know that you got money to pay for a room, you a customer. That hotel attendant say you don't want this room. Amen. He said, you don't want this room. Amen. He said he knew that was God using that hotel attendant.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Tell you need to get out of here.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Because if you stay here, you're going to die. Amen. You don't know what the enemy has planned for you. Amen. But if you keep staying where you don't need to stay, you might not make it. He said, I don't know what would have happened. I could have got AIDS. I could have went to sleep. This woman could have cut my throat. That hotel attendant said, you don't want this room. Amen. When you don't supposed to be somewhere, God will let you know. And this storm was raging on this ship because Jonah wasn't supposed to be on board.
Amen.
They cast the lots, and the lots, so it all shifted to Jonah.
Amen.
And Jonah said, only way you're going to, they said, who are you? Now check this out. This, let me read this right here. Check this out, what Jonah said. He answered them in verse 9, I'm a Hebrew. Mm-hmm. I worship the Lord. Mm-hmm. You ran from his presence, bruh.
Uh-huh, 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 uh-huh.
You ran from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't worshiping the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we got all these problems. Amen. The God of heaven. And who made the sea and dry land.
Uh-huh.
And the Bible says, then the men were seized by the great fear and said to him, what is this you've done? They asking Jonah what he has done. The men knew he was fleeing from the Lord's presence because he had told them. We got these problems because you're fleeing from the Lord's presence. Amen. And you got some problems. Some people can have some problems in their life because they're fleeing from the Lord's presence.
Uh-oh.
Because you went to the church down the street don't mean you. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You,
his presence at the church you left. Amen.
Yeah, you
amen. Running from your appointments.
Mm-hmm.
Amen with God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God called you to be a prayer warrior.
Come on.
Amen. A teacher in missionary work.
Come on.
Amen. You talk about that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. An evangelist.
Yeah.
Amen. Have the gifts of helps. Amen. God called you to be a counselor or some coach, life coach or something.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about, I don't even like dealing with people.
Mm-hmm.
But God called you to do that.
Come on, sir.
And when you do it, you see people's lives are changed.
Mm-hmm.
But you are uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you, say, get over it.
Get over it.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nobody saying it. A few folks said it. But I'm going to let you know you're going to have to get over it.
Yeah.
When you're doing your call, when you're doing what God called you to do,
yeah.
It's going to be uncomfortable.
That's right. That's right.
It's going to be challenging.
Yeah.
It's going to make your lazy part of your butt cheek get up and get over the other butt cheek so y'all can walk in the purpose.
Amen.
Because one's still sitting down. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're going to be uncomfortable. You're not going to have the greatest confidence all the time. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you're going to have to walk by faith.
That's right, sir.
And not by sight.
Yes.
Well, Lord, I don't think people will accept me because of how I look. Amen. Because of how I talk. Moses tried to use that on God. You remember
that's
that?
Right, that's right.
I don't talk eloquent.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
He sent Aaron.
Yeah. Yes,
amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if I how can I convince a Pharaoh?
Mm-hmm.
Put your hand in your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
and taken out. It was leprosy. Put your hand back in. His hand came back out again. It was normal. God's showing you that his power, his word, his presence is with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if you stop listening to the conversations of man, you can walk in more confidence. You can walk in more assurance. And you can face the giants. You can face adversity. Jonah was looking at the circumstances and not looking at his God. So much that he didn't look at what God was telling him to do. He ran from his presence. Ran to other noise. Ran around people who wasn't going that direction. You got to be careful running towards and hanging around folks who ain't going. I said, you need to be aware of hanging and talking and conversating with, trying to make buddies with people who ain't going to God's presence.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
I don't care how cute they are. I don't care how much money they got.
Yes.
I don't care what kind of career they have.
Yes.
Amen. I don't care if they can read 20 more words per minute than you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Watch fallen people who are not following God's presence.
That's right.
These people's on this ship. Amen. And Jonah said, only way you're going to get this storm to calm down. Now, look at this thing now. You got to, I try to read the scripture and try to make sense of what people be saying. Now, he said, the only reason this thing going to calm down is if you throw me off to my question to Jonah is, if you know that, why you won't throw yourself off the ship? Why you want somebody else to do your ministry because you won't do it?
Uh-oh.
Want somebody else to go along with you because you won't go by yourself?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. If your butt would have got on the ship that was going to Nineveh, you wouldn't be having to get in the water.
Amen.
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 Now you gonna have to swim the other way. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You remember when God wrote the two tablets
uh-huh.
for Moses, the Ten Commandments? And when Moses went back down the mountain because God said they was worshiping an idol, he said, get back down to the camp.
Yeah.
But Moses seen those worshiping that golden calf. And he took those two tablets that God wrote in his own handwriting. And he cast it against that golden calf, that idol. Amen. But later on, Moses had to go back to the mountain and carve out himself. Cut those tablets out by hand himself.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
The old folks say, do it right the first time. You don't have to go back and do it the second
time.
Huh? I said, do it right the first time. You won't have to go back and do it the second time.
That's good.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
And that's what God is calling you to do. No way can you mess this up if you stay in his presence. No way you can get this wrong if you stay in his presence. No way can you turn to the left and stay in his presence. Hallelujah, Jesus. His presence will keep you on the narrow path. Keep you straight. Keep you focused. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the men first prayed and said, Lord, don't charge this to us. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. These men started thinking a little bit better than Jonah. They said they even made sacrifices and made a vow to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And Jonah got cast into the sea.
That's right.
And immediately, all of a sudden, everything calmed down. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Question this morning. Could it be a something in your life that if you cast it out, things will calm down? Amen. Wherever your storm is, whatever your storm is beating up against your life, amen. If you take that whatever it is and cast it off, amen, your storm would cease.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Huh? Some stuff is on the wrong ship. Amen. And then, you know, I would have been one of the pastors on the ship, and I knew that was Jonah, and I would have been mad at some folks. I said, y'all going to have to reimburse me for my luggage. You hear me? Y'all done threw my stuff overboard talking about it was the weight on the ship. No, it's that person on the ship. Y'all know, no, that African-American colloquialism come out. Amen. Better get this rascal off here. I'm telling him and his mammy. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know how y'all would act, because some of y'all done lost some luggage at the airport. Don't even act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. You hear me?
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Your boxes, deodorant, drawers, panties, all that stuff in that luggage. And you know you going to... First thing you'll do, get in the hotel, take a shower. You ain't got nothing to take a shower. You ain't got no clue. Amen. I'm just thinking ahead. You know? If I was on the ship, that's what I would be thinking. Man, also about valuables. But anyway. But Jonah wasn't supposed to be on that ship. Amen. But people experienced salvation on that ship.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on now.
That sometimes that you... God can make some things that seem like it's in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Made hearts turn to see that God was real.
Mm-hmm.
That Jonah's God was the true and living God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And let them men see, oh, man. All of this, when we seen that water calm down, when that man got through in the sea, that things changed. You can see them knocking over their false god. I said, well, ain't no use me riding no father with him. I'm throwing him overboard too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
There's some false conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
You need to start closing your ear to something that's not God.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on, sir.
Huh? Throwing stuff overboard that doesn't help you. Amen.
Amen.
That doesn't validate the word in your life.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm sure those men started throwing overboard their gods too. We know that the God that Jonah served, the true and living God, amen, the Hebrew God, is the one we're going to serve from now on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
And if you get stuff off your ship, amen. You will see a change in your atmosphere.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
These men did not want to throw Jonah off the ship. They tried to row against and get back to dry land. Amen.
Amen.
But God has a purpose, and his purpose will be played out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We'll stop there.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. But tell somebody, say, don't ride on stuff you ain't got no business.
Don't ride on stuff you ain't got no business. All right. Amen now. That's right, sir.
Don't be riding with people you ain't got no business either.
Right.
Sleeping. Spending money on. Holding them up.
Come on.
Amen.
That's right.
Talking about we need some income in this house. But that rascal that's downstairs is wanting to get a job.
That's right. Say that good.
That's the one that be getting employment. The one downstairs sleep. Amen. And you see here struggling, trying to keep it rolling. Amen. That story in that book, the train that wouldn't quit, that ain't you. If you keep on trying to, you going to chug out. You better get that thing out your ship. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Using all that gas to tug that weight. You got one major component on that ship that need to be thrown off. And I'm asking you today, you know, you got an inclination of what's on your ship. Uh-huh. What's in your life? Mm-hmm. Amen. What's in your accounts? Mm-hmm. Amen. Huh? Mm-hmm. What's in your heart? Yeah. What's in your spirit that need to be thrown overboard? Mm-hmm. Amen. Some things has quieted you down because you think you're safe. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. But God doesn't speak to me about that anymore. Because you ran out of his presence. Oh, but you see a lot of this trouble in your life. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. A lot of reoccurring things that you say, well, we still going through this after 20 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you've been, that's how long you've been out of his presence. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That song say trouble don't last always. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to ask you a question. If you got trouble in your life, why is it lasting with you?
Mm-hmm.
It should visit somebody else by now.
Amen.
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 Amen now. Amen. Huh? Well, I say choose you this day who you're going to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what you try to do, how you try to run. I don't care who you get under, who try to speak to you, try to say, you all right, blessings on blessings on blessings. Now, if you're disobedient on disobedience and disobedience. Amen.
Yeah.
Huh? Amen. Because we live in a time where people prophesy good things.
That's right.
But nobody ain't getting rebuked.
Come on now. Come on.
Amen. Amen. In my grandma's house, was many blessings. It was some love and you can eat and get something to drink. Amen. She hid the sugar from me, but anyway. And the Kool-Aid patch was in the glove compartment in her car. I remember that now. It was in that Oldsmobile 88. She had it locked in that thing, too. I just happened to find it that one day because I was cleaning out the car. I said, what? What? And that's where all the Kool-Aid was. All them people living in that house drinking Kool-Aid, but that sugar get gone quick. Amen. Sometimes, I mean, you know, when you young, you be eating a lot of sweet stuff. I used to take a spoon of sugar and just eat it.
That's like a sweet
thing. Amen. Huh? I wasn't running from the presence. I was in the presence. That's why I was getting all that sugar. Amen. But even in the house, amen, still that switch was on the refrigerator. Betsy was still on that refrigerator. Just in case you try to get out the presence. Amen. I want you to let you know, too, just in case you try to get out the presence, God can still chase you down. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to let you know, if he said you was his, there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. You might as well give up.
Amen.
Whatever your position is, whatever you think, your philosophy, I'm right, they wrong. You might as well just give that up. Because it's not worth you staying in that zone, in that kind of environment, and avoid his presence. Bible says in his presence is fullness of joy forevermore.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And your life should be more joyful than stormy.
Come on, sir.
More joyful than wavy.
All right.
More joyful than having a schizophrenic situation.
Amen.
Bipolarism all around you.
Amen.
Amen. Something should be stable in your life. Something should be a firm foundation in your life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to fight every day.
Come on.
You got problems every day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
At least be consistent for 6 months.
Amen.
I said, man, she's been on the road. He's been on the road. Amen. God's people should show stableness, stability. Amen. Consistency. Amen. People seeing your mouth all cracked up and dry all the time. Going through them. Going through. Huh? If they're standing up, push them. Even if they fall, they'll fall forward. You 6 footer, you 6 foot ahead. Amen. Ain't no way you're gonna get in front of me, you not get pushed out. I'm telling you. you're gonna either move ahead, you're gonna fall, I'm gonna walk on you. And I got size 14 shoes. What you wanna do? Huh? Huh? Amen. You're going to have to move.
Yeah.
Hmm. And you need to thank God for having his children, having brothers and sisters that's behind you that push you.
That's right.
Amen. Don't get aggravated about that.
Amen.
You need to get aggravated by you trying to stay still.
Come on.
Amen.
Yeah.
If God had ordered you to stay still in the situation or in your life right now, you need to be moving.
Yes, yes.
Amen. You need to be moving. You need to be moving towards Nineveh, towards your ministry.
Come on, sir.
Hallelujah. Toward what God calls you to get up about and get to getting it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. When it's time for him, when he tell you to do something, or he reminds you what you should have done, you don't need to be doing all that talking. You didn't talk enough.
Amen.
All you need to do is say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And when you're obedient, the Bible says it's better than sacrifice.
Yes.
How much more stuff you trying to put on the grill? Amen. You done burnt up the last batch. You know, you turn your back. And the stuff that burnt because you didn't look at the fire. Then burned up all the food. And then you try to come to, I'm just going through. No, you burnt up your blessings. I ain't paying for you. You're going to have to wait till you get some more blessings. You'll take my blessings off. My blessings are well done. Your blessings are charred. Stand to your feet. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want to stay in your presence. We want to stay around you. Because there's fullness of joy. There's peace. Love, understanding, correction, Lord. Lord God, we love you, Lord God, because you love us, Lord. We love you, Lord God, because you want to see us, Lord God, prevail. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the gifts and callings that come without repentance. That you put a gift and a calling in every one of us. Every one of us, Lord. There's a gift and calling. And some people are trying to fill a void. They trying to fill it through domestic situations, through drugs and all kind of, Lord God, abuse. Trying to fill that gift and that call. But only your voice, only your touch, only your presence can fill that. Lord God, we run to you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, that your presence touch everyone here today. Well, Lord God, we invite you to speak to us. to shake us, to wake us up. That you told Jonah to get up from where he was. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to direct us, to point us, Lord God. Lord God, when you tell us, Lord God, we ask you for the faith, Lord, to walk in, Lord God. Some things we don't understand, but we understand your voice. Let us start going into the direction of your voice, of your call. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't care what such and such prophet said. Your voice trumps any voice in the earth realm. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So many confusing voices on this planet. Lord God, but we listen to your voice. Guided by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts. We need truth and righteousness in our life. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we run to you, not from you. And we give you glory, Lord God, and praise and honor, Lord. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, we cover your people in a mighty special way. Lord God, some, Lord God, didn't come because they want to know, are they questioning, are they in your presence or not? Lord God, confirm that. Confirm it, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some people have some choices to make. They got some choices to make. Some choices to make. Lord God, help them to run back to you. The storm has already damaged enough stuff, took away enough stuff. Lord God, help them make a decision before it totally tear up the ship. We give you glory, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to cover our children. Lord God, cover them so much so, Lord God, that the choices of the parents, grandparents, uncles and aunts, Lord God, don't affect their calling. Don't affect their calling, their purpose. Lord God, we ask you to we cover them with the blood. In Jesus' name, the enemy is trying to snuff out the youth, snuff out the children. But Lord God, we cover them with your blood. Because your blood is your presence. Lord God, from every wayward doctrine, every wayward conversation, every wayward movie, cartoon, animation, influences in school, conversations contrary to what you have put in place in your word. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless them, fortify them, Lord God. Strengthen, Lord God, their mental state, their emotional state. In Jesus' name, let peace abide, Lord God. Lord God, even, Lord God, when we leave this place, not your presence, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to have a strong presence on your people. Even when they're still out, when they leave the church service, Lord God, they're still in church. They're still in communion with you, Lord God. They still have a strong mindset to focus on you, Lord God. More than just what they have at the table. Ride down the street in their cars, going to their different destinations, Lord. Let this mind be in them that's also in Christ Jesus. Lord God, we know some things are trying to be influential in our lives. So much politics and conversations on the news or trouble, Lord God. But you are our peace. You are our joy.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You are our Savior. We cast everything that only was supposed to be in this vessel. We cast it off on you. We don't want to hold nothing that's gonna sink this vessel, crack this vessel, leak this vessel. So we cast all our cares on you because you care for us. We cast our fear, our intimidation, our lowliness of self-worth, our perceptions, our experiences, bad. Lord God, we give it to you. What people have said and put us down about, we give it to you, Lord God. Offenses, Lord God, we put it down. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we give it to you. And we give you praise, Lord God. And we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.